Since February, 66 fair housing groups across the country have been in limbo while their federal grants were cut, temporarily restored, and then tied in with a case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now the decision is back in a federal district court. Since the Fair Housing Act of 1968, these groups have investigated housing discrimination cases and counseled victims. That includes Montana Fair Housing, which relies on a federal grant of $425,000 for about 83% of its annual budget. Advocates for cuts argue they want housing laws to return to a pre-DEI era. But Erin Kemple with the National Fair Housing Alliance notes anti-discrimination laws go back much further.
The fair housing laws have been on the books for a long time, and the administration doesn't seem to understand that as a result of that, they have obligations and requirements that they must uphold. It's not a policy, it's the law.
Kemple says briefs are due to the district court Friday, April 11th. According to the Alliance, there were more than 33,000 reported complaints of housing discrimination in the U.S. in 2023. Kemple calls housing a hub around which almost everything in a person's life revolves.
It's going to determine where your kids go to school, where you get a job, your access to transportation, your access to food, and even where you go to church on the weekends. All of that is impacted by where you live.
She adds interruptions to housing services can impact people who use shelters, older Americans moving in or out of nursing homes, and access to fresh food. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.